Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I took a picture of these Truly peach teas and raspberry teas.
What are you doing?
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I said I had some beer people here today and grabbed you some brand new Truly teas.
And James Strebel.
She said yummy.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Texture says, I'm betting that...
That's what she said.
What a crap story. So the 5 o'clock hour, we're hanging out with you. Another hour to go here on ESPN 680 105.7. Rick Bozich of WDRB is going to join us here in just a second. But process, we need to accomplish a few things here. Okay? Is that okay? We need to accomplish a few things. The first thing that we need to do is, I need to tell you that this hour is presented by Cox's Spirit Shop in Evergreen Liquors. And right now, the Cox's Spirit Shop in J-Town, is one of the places where you can get tickets, the main place that you can get tickets for this weekend's J-Town Summer Craft Beer Fest presented by Middletown Reitlinger. And we've been talking about that. We had Ross and Tisha in yesterday to talk about that. So I have two tickets. Let's do caller. What number do you want to do? Process. Don't say one or two.
No, I'm not gonna say one. I'm not a weenie. Now, do you recall when I said we had something like this, and I said hello, you're a loser, and then I just kept hanging up on people.
Yeah, you did that. I mean, I'm not there with you. Do whatever the hell you want.
All right, let's do caller five. Let's just do five.
All right, caller number 5-267-9680. So pot your boy Bozich through, lock him in, and caller number 5-267-9680. That's coming up tomorrow. No, Saturday. Excuse me, Saturday at 4 o'clock there in J-Town. Rick Bozich joins us here on this Thursday. Rick, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. I got to confess, I'm a little tentative today. I've been listening to you guys for the last 45 minutes.
Oh boy.
Hearing Process throwing fire, and I'm used to Jack, and I'm used to Mitch, and a little baseball banner before I come on. And I told him I was a little apprehensive, and he said, "Good."
Whoa. Well, yeah, no, that is good. If Process were a baseball player, he would be his favorite baseball player, Bryce Harper. That's
he's
who he is.
Tight, huh?
yeah, that's.
I have to say, I like what he said about Jared.
Wow! Whoa!
There we go. Now we got. Look at Bozich is already better with Process running things. I love it. I love it. So Rick Bozich is with us. Tons that we can get to today. Well, in the first part of the show, it was me trying to corral Strebel, who just wanted to yell and scream about the festivities today. So Marcus Carr cancels the visit with Louisville. We've talked about him, Rick, the last 2-3 weeks with you or whatever it is, about that. You know, it used to be Kentucky. And now it's Louisville, what that could mean. They pick up Sidney Curry, who, you know, none of us know really much about depth at the big spot there. And I totally understand why they're doing that. Back into the roster, got a couple scholarships. There you go. I guess, what do you make of the Sidney Curry news? What do you make of the Marcus Carr news, the stuff that we've talked about a lot today?
Well, like we talked about last week, I'm not the biggest Marcus Carr fan. I mean, I've watched him play at Minnesota the last 2 years, and I think he's a scorer, but he's a high volume shooter, and he's played on a lot of losing teams. Now, I mean, I don't think it's not fair to pin that on every player, but I mean, his teams haven't done great when he's been in college basketball. So he might go to Texas if that's where he ends up going and knock it out of the park. Or what's the other school? Kansas, probably.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would guess he's going to go to Texas. That's what I heard over last week.
Oh no, it's
Australia.
Australia. Pro. That's the last
thing.
Oh, he
might go play pro, huh?
Yeah. I mean,
I don't think it's a big loss. As for Sidney Curry, I've only seen clips.
But can I pause you for a second, Rick?
Sure.
You were very alone in the Marcus Carr in that opinion. You were in the minority, and it's big time, Rick. Like, what you're saying there, Louisville fans would not agree with you. That if you would have went to Louisville, there would have been parades today. It would have been a big deal.
That's okay. I'm used to standing in by myself in the rain.
Yeah, well,
I watched him play at Minnesota a lot, and they didn't win a road game all year, and I know – he just doesn't seem like a winning player to me. And he's put his name in the draft 2 years in a row. It's like he doesn't really want to be in college basketball. That's what that is telling me. And I just don't think it's that big of a loss. I know they could use another guard more than they could use a front court guy. Eric Crawford and I talked about that a little earlier today. But, you know, I don't think it's something to cry about if you're a Louisville fan not having Marcus Carr.
I find that to be interesting.
Remember? I mean,
go ahead.
He wasn't like he was some huge recruit in the beginning. He started out at Pittsburgh with Kevin Stallings.
Ugh.
Oh, yeah.
Do we know what Kevin
he jacked up 193s this year and shot less than 32%. I mean, he's a trucker. He is.
He's a compiler. And that's with an A, a compiler.
I mean, I don't know. His turnover, I mean, I don't know. He's not – I have friends that work in – I worked in Minneapolis for 2 days. You remember that, right?
Oh, yeah.
I worked – but I have friends up there. I go on the talk show with Dan Barrero several times, and I trust his judgment from watching the Gophers quite a bit, and people who live up there call them the Gophers, not Minnesota. And he's not a huge Marcus Carr fan, and puts up good numbers, but I don't think it's a huge loss for Louisville.
Do you think they'll add a guard here at some point? Because they do need something.
I thought they already had 13 scholarship guys. They don't?
No, they
Kentucky
have.
Does.
They have one left. Yeah, they have one left because Malik Williams is the super senior.
Okay. Maybe I don't know who's out there that they would need. What guards are talking about?
I don't know. And I can't even go through this again, Rick. Where every time
you can't go in the portal now. Isn't it too late?
No, there's still 4 or 5 guys out there. Yeah,
you can't enter the portal.
No,
the portal's still available.
New names can go in the portal, but they can't be eligible this year, right? I mean,
right.
Isn't the deadline passed for immediate eligibility?
Yeah,
so
like the portal's
anybody
closed.
Out
like
there,
you can't enter the portal right
there's
now.
There's nobody out there who's better than Locke and Ellis and West and I guess
you're,
who's
your role with that?
Guard, James.
Yeah, I mean that's the thing, man. I just Rick, I can't like I think you know part of the people I was talking with Mark Ennis today, and he's like, part of me just wants this just to be the team so we can stop talking about roster construct, even though it's carrying content wise into mid July. So I'm all about it. But at some point, yes, you would love just to know who is on the damn team. Like, we've known the football team much longer, who's on the football teams around here, than we've known the basketball team. Even though I like the free agency that's going on, I guess I would just say they tip their hand that they want another guard, right? And I think it's a tough spot for Chris Mack because you don't want – like, I think this year, year number four – Mac's trying to load up. He's trying to – listen, he wants depth there so he's not left without options. And all of that is fine, but you don't want to give too many guys scholarships that really aren't ACC worthy. Does that make sense? And so that would be the worry on bringing someone in that has several years of eligibility. Sidney Curry comes in today. He's got, what, 3 years left? 3 years of eligibility. If he's not a good player and he's taking a scholarship up, of course he could leave. It's one of those, you know, it's one of those misses, but we shall see what happens. As for Sidney Curry, do you have any reaction to that? Because I've never seen him play, obviously.
Yeah, I've just watched video of him. He played at the same JUCO that Jay Scrub was at, right?
Yes.
And he was going to go to Kansas. I checked him out. I mean, he's from Fort Wayne Northrop High School. He had decent numbers there. I just realized today he was originally going to go to Miami, and I'm talking about Miami that's in Ohio, not Miami. That's where he committed, and then he ended up going to JUCO instead. He looks like a 6'8 power player, and he can do some good things, but I think he'll be a good – career type player, 2 or 3 year guy. He's not like going to be a huge instant impact guy. It doesn't look like to me.
No, I mean, Bart Vorek. What, didn't you add the article? Who was it? It was WDRB that had the article, wasn't it?
Yeah.
About the numbers. Well, who wrote it? Was it EC? I'm trying to find it on
me.
Here.
I wrote it.
Okay,
I
well that's what I thought. I'm trying to see why. Yeah. Where's it at here?
His numbers are okay. He didn't make the Indiana All Stars in high school, so I mean. That's a little bit of an indicator to me. I mean, obviously there have been other guys who didn't make the Indiana All-Stars who were decent players, but usually in the state of Indiana, if you're a really good high school player, you will make the state All-Star team.
Rick Bozich with us here, the enemy of all Louisville fans. He joins us here on the take. He's a Butch Beard apologist. We'll get to that here in a second, Rick. We got to get to that because it happened like, what, last week? We didn't even get to it. Kofi Coburn not going to Kentucky. Surprising. What did you make of that? That saga, you know, lasted the last 2 or 3 weeks or so.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I thought it was a natural fit. I thought it was a good fit. I thought it was obviously a natural connection with Orlando and Teguinch and Coleman. I'm surprised. I have gotten some emails today from a sports writer in Champaign, and I asked him for his sense of what's going to happen, and he said he would be shocked if he didn't stay at Illinois. And I know that Florida State's in the discussion, and Leonard Hamilton is a really good closer. But I guess he's staying at Illinois, which does surprise me because Illinois – is going to have a big drop off from last year. They've they lost Io, they lost Adam Miller to LSU. The big guy Georgie, I think, is staying in Europe to play pro ball. They'll still have Corbello and Trent Frazier, and they got a couple of recruits. But when you're used to being the big dog in the Big Ten this year, the big dogs are going to be Michigan and Purdue. So, and I agree with you, it's much better for Louisville if he goes to FSU with the way Leonard Hamilton puts teams together every year than FSU's. Has to be, you know, no worse than the pick to finish third in the ACC.
Oh, you don't want that if you're a Louisville fan. I mean, you don't want him to go to Kentucky because it makes them some super team, top team, them, Texas, Gonzaga, whatever it may be. We can have that conversation. And then on the other side, you don't want him to go to Florida State because it just adds to them being really, really good, right?
Yeah, and explain to me this because I haven't read enough stuff about it. Is the explanation that he didn't want to go to Kentucky, or is that Kentucky doesn't want him?
This is the battle. Striebel, do you want to chime in
here? Yeah.
So let me tag in my other bushwhacker here, Striebel. this is the battle that's going on, Rick.
Yeah.
What happened was they didn't get Kofi Coburn, and some people – ran out there with the, well, Cal didn't talk to him, or they didn't really, you know, they didn't need him, or they still have a great, you know, just excuses. They weren't really recruiting him. And obviously we know what the conversation around Kentucky and Kofi Coburn has been. And I said yesterday, perception is reality. Whether Cal liked him, didn't like, whatever that truth is, okay? I'm not going to believe these coaches anyway, right. And their apologists. I'm not going to believe that. It doesn't matter. It's seen as a whiff. And then, obviously, today, the Marcus Carr stuff. So is there anything I can explain better, Striebel? Because that's the battle that you're waging.
Yeah, the battle is that yesterday came out, Rick, that the theory behind it, him not going to Kentucky was – actually, you can make more money NIL in Illinois, and we might not have a spot for you because they're more up on Oscar Tshiebwe and hopeful that he can be what they think that what they know Kofi Coburn can be, and they didn't want to step on his toes either. So it was a fit
chemistry
fit that Kofi Coburn didn't didn't add to that at all. So that's the story that we got yesterday.
But it's hard to believe this
yes,
stuff, obviously.
Absolutely.
And is any of it because they think they're going to get Durin instead?
No, they're not going to get. I think this is the Kentucky team. And this is, I think, the teams that we have right now, Louisville and Kentucky, these are the teams.
Yeah.
If someone else is added, I don't know, you might disagree with this, Rick. If someone else is added, it won't be someone of big consequence, right? I feel like today that ended it with Marcus Carr today, and 2 days ago it ended with Kofi Coburn. That's just how I feel. I could be totally wrong. We'll see what happens.
I mean, both teams have plenty of pieces. And both teams, especially Louisville, they got seven new guys. It's going to be a pretty important, you know, early practices and exhibition season and kind of putting your team together and figuring out, you know, the best rotations and which guys aren't going to play and are going to be able to accept that. Because when you look at all these guys that both teams have, you can make a case, you know, none of them are like, I'm not going to name, like Tim Priller was at Indiana, some guy that doesn't belong on the team who's not going to get any minutes at all, or like, you know, I'm trying to think of a Louisville guy. I mean, who's the last Louisville guy who really shouldn't have played at all? The big guy,
oh,
Matt Stoppen. He's not going to be. But every guy can make a case for this guy. Yeah, he deserves to be in the top eight. And we all know that everybody isn't going to be in the top eight. So there's going to be two or three guys in each of these teams that probably figures right now they're going to play some, and the reality's not going to be that, and both coaches are going to have to, you know, navigate that. Cal has obviously done it in the past, but not to this degree, because a lot of times he's only had eight or nine guys, and the rest of the roster's been walk-ons.
If you had Rick Bozich making a Tim Priller reference at 5:12 today, that was plus $5 million. So
yeah,
you just won a lot of money. Congratulations! If anyone had a Tim Priller reference today,
I think Mitch had it.
I actually like that. The all-time UK, U of L, and IU teams of guys that should never have been on the team.
Oh man!
I mean that's something. That's July radio, Rick. If you really want to know.
Yeah.
When these rosters are wrapped up before we get into big-time backup running back talk, that's the show that I want to do on, like, a Wednesday.
Ty Winyard.
Yeah, you'll have to come in studio.
John
Ty
Hunt?
Winyard.
Ty Winyard's a good one.
Rick, I remember.
But was he a scholarship guy?
He was.
I guess he was.
Yeah,
John Hood. If you remember, that was beginning or early.
That was John Wall's class.
It was early. Yeah, it was okay. Yeah, first year of Cal, Rick, and this is still when they had the Derby Classic, right?
Yeah.
You know, at Freedom Hall or whatever. And so, you know, I was out there, and you know me, I'm a couple Coors Lights in. You know the deal, Rick, right? You take a little early times in the pocket. You know the deal. And so you're having a good time, and I just remember those sad UK fans standing roaring ovation for John Hood. It's one of the saddest things I've ever witnessed live, especially when you had Boogie Cousins coming in.
John Wall, Eric Bledsoe,
Daniel Orton, Patrick Patterson was returning.
Yeah.
I swear to you, Rick, the roar for John Hood, it had to be a top 10 moment in Freedom Hall memory. It had to be top 10. Yeah, it had to be.
I think in the very beginning, before the recruitment got more exposed, I mean, wasn't John Hood mentioned with Duke for a while?
Oh,
he
man.
I don't know. It's
when
possible.
He was like a junior in high school. I think he kind of blew up in the beginning, and I think there was a little bit of a Duke mention there. I'm pretty confident in that.
I thought you were doing the white basketball player thing. Iowa was involved. Indiana, Northwestern, Penn State were all involved. It was a heavy recruitment.
Wisconsin.
Well, we got to find a Louisville. You know, would George Good, would that work?
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
Oh, who is the guy that came back the second time?
Well, I mean, Josh Chichester.
Akoya Gao.
Akoya Gao, yes. Akoya Gao's a good one.
Josh Chichester did hit a turnaround jumper in Rupp Arena.
Yes.
So I don't know if he deserves it or not. Rick Bozich with us, WDRB at Rick Bozich. What did you make of Matt Cross yesterday? I heard you asked some questions on that. I know this is very random, but you wrote about it. What did you make of Matt Cross, who, you know, I think will play some nice minutes this season?
He handled himself well on there. I think he's a very intriguing player, and I'll admit that my view is colored by the fact that the last time and the only time I saw him play, he played great against Louisville in that game down in Miami when he hit four threes. I was curious, you know, after what happened. They played the next two games and didn't score at all and didn't play against FSU and then end up, you know, leaving. And the one question he didn't answer was I asked him kind of what changed between the Louisville game and when he left, and he didn't answer that part of the question. But it's a fresh start. He fills he can fill a need that Louisville has, and he's a, you know, he's a front court player who can – definitely.
He's interesting.
I think he's a good pickup.
Well, he's interesting. He's like a mystery guy. I don't know anything other than the game he had against U of L, and he left, and some people are like, he's a head case, and it's like I don't know, but he's also like an odd position where he's a stretch big. He's something they haven't had, right? But I don't know anything about him. He's a man of mystery.
Yeah, he started 9 games for Miami, and they really liked him in the beginning. I mean, he started out the season in their starting lineup, and if you remember Miami's team last year, it was a COVID year, and they were decimated by injuries.
Right.
And I think the vibe went downhill, and it probably was a little bit on both sides. The coaching staff probably got sour on him, and he probably got discouraged from playing in, let's be honest, Miami basketball is not exactly the hottest ticket in town. And so this is a whole different world that he came up here and have a chance to play in front of a really fan base that's excited to have him here, and he should have a role. And if he can deliver, he can be a really important piece for this team.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, I think Chris Max, listen, this is a big year for him. He is acquiring talent all over the place. He knows it's a big deal. He knows that Malik and Roosevelt might be difficult. You know, I didn't call him Reggie Wheeler, might be a little bit difficult. By the way, Strebel's just over here texting. Who are you texting? Rick, he's going on vacation in a few hours.
Perrin Johnson.
Oh, you're texting Perrin Johnson.
Yeah.
You and Perrin Johnson having a relationship is odd. Look at that. I like that. Rick, what has been the reaction to your Purvis column that's now a week old? Now, I want to get into a couple things with you since we talked about it. You know, I had just read it by the time we talked about it last week. Obviously, I don't know. I assume you heard Butch Beard called in to Bobby V's show a couple days ago. I mean, Monday? I mean, he was on the air for damn near 40 minutes or so. This topic, by the way, Rick, is a little bit like the Macarena for me. I'm playing the hits here. It's not my favorite. It's not my favorite story, but I know it's a story that, you know, people, you know, I think still want to hear about. So you wrote the article. People start taking runs at you. So I guess what's been that reaction the last 7 days?
You know, I was surprised I didn't get more angry emails than I got. I only got a few. And I got a couple. I got one that was supportive. You know, I was out at the AU tournament on Saturday, and a couple people talked to me about it, like, what's Purvis's beef? I had two former U of L players call me who I'm not going to mention their names because it was private conversation, but they agreed with Purvis on their guys from the 80s. And I've heard the complaining that the guys from the 80s and the guys from the 70s and 60s, which is what Butch Beard is, complain all the time, and what do they think the school owes them and all that stuff. And I don't think Purvis really thinks the school owes him anything. I'm not sure why he wanted to sound off about that, but he did. And Butch Beard's complaint is really different. Butch Beard's complaint and Jerry Eves' complaint, I know this has been going on all week, and it's been going on Jerry Eves' show for a long time, is just they're discouraged, disappointed, and confused about why there isn't more representation of African Americans in the athletic administration at U of L. And there hasn't been a black head basketball coach. And people can look at that and compare it to other schools and say Louisville has been behind, and I've heard the opposing argument of they've had two head football coaches, and it's a different kind of circumstance because you had two Hall of Fame coaches here who had long, long runs. But as we all know, that Jerry and Butch, I think, were very outspoken that when Rick Pitino got fired, that they wanted to see an African American coach then, and one wasn't hired, and they haven't been pleased since.
Do you believe, and so this is the situation, Rick Bosich is with us, WDRB. This is where I sit, that a few years ago, Rick, and I've told you this on and off the air. I know we've talked about this, I'm sure. And that is, you know, a few years ago, I dismissed the Kenny Payne stuff. I rolled my eyes like many people roll their eyes when these guys now talk, right, Rick? I mean, that's one of the main reactions that you get is the rolling of the eyes, move on, get over it, support the university and those sorts of things. And I probably agree with some of that, but I also try to see it, you know, not dismiss it and to see it through their eyes, something they cared about. Their friends are involved. They're the great ones. You know, they're the great ones here. I don't know. I mean, it's a bad question, but how much of this is fair criticism, right? Because, I mean, Butch Beer called into Bob's show and was like, why didn't Wiley Brown get an assistant coaching job or Jerry Eves on the bench? And I'm like, okay, they went and got Greg Paulus. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to be with them because they're the ones disenfranchised. They're the ones feeling that frustration and pain. But there is a percentage of me that's saying, you know, the new administration has reached out in some of those things on the other side. So I don't know what's fair or unfair here, Rick. It's a difficult one for me.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely side with Butch Beard, and because being older, I guess I can relate to what he's explaining, and what he's saying is people. He came here in the '60s. And the decision by Wes Unseld and Butch Beard to come to Louisville changed the directory of this program, because even though Wade Houston and Eddie Whitehead and Dave Gilbert had already integrated the program, they weren't the kind of players that bumped Louisville up, the stature of Louisville basketball up, and they were in-state guys. And it started a pipeline that, you know, later included whether it was Wesley Cox and Griff and Bobby Turner and Rick Wilson and Phil Bond, that this is the program that local African-American players played for, and not Kentucky. And if Unseld and Beard had gone to Kentucky, then if you think back to the '70s, Louisville was a place that was viewed nationally as very welcoming to African-American basketball players. And their frustration is that it hasn't grown since then, where there's been greater representation of African-Americans in the athletic administration, which is valid, and as a basketball coach. And that could have changed, you know, when Rick Pitino left. And I know that people dismissed Kenny Payne out of hand because he had no head coaching experience. But when they step back and say, now wait a minute, you say he had no head coaching experience. I mean, Juwan Howard didn't have any head coaching experience, and Michigan hired him. It's turned out pretty good. Georgetown hired Patrick Ewing. North Carolina just hired Hubert Davis, who has no head coaching experience. Duke's going to hire John Shire. He's got no head coaching experience.
The conversation's changed.
What's the difference?
Rick, the conversation has changed, and it's a little easier. And again, I agree with you on many, many things here. It's a little bit easier also, given that we do have 3 years of Chris Mack. Haven't won a tournament game yet, right? We have a little bit of data.
I think it was insulting to Kenny Payne that he wasn't taken more seriously when this whole thing went down. And I don't know if you believe this, but I know a lot of people other players that I talk to, and I believe this, that the deal to bring Chris Mack here from Xavier, I think, was already cut in the fall.
Oh,
and there was no way they were even going to consider Kenny Payne. It was already determined.
We didn't have a coaching search. We didn't do those shows, Rick.
Yeah.
I mean, with the footballs, like Jeff Brohm, he's going to be there. He's in a hotel room. He's still in a hotel room. Who the hell's Scott Satterfield? Matt Canada. I mean, we did that. I mean, we had that entire, you know, special programming and everything else. With Chris Mack, I mean, we knew for how long that within the season, right? Within the season, the conversation around Chris Mack had heated up. Sure.
You're right. If the first 3 years here had gone differently and they had been, you know, Sweet 16, Elite Eight or whatever, nobody would be even saying this was a valid point. But it hasn't turned out that way. And so I think among the former players, they're wondering, hey, wait a minute, why didn't Kenny get a look? And I think it's fair to ask that question. Why didn't he get a look other than one courtesy phone call? He got one courtesy phone call, and that was it. And so Kenny hasn't complained about it, but I think his friends and other players have. And I understand what they're saying. I do.
This is an interesting thing. I'm sure you do not know. One thing I would love truth serum on Kenny Payne is, does he still want these guys to keep talking about it? Like, I don't know. Like, I'm asking. I'm like, that's, if you ask me, what's the number one thing besides how do you fix all of this nonsense between the university and these players? And I know it's not nonsense to them, but I'm using that as a term. How do you fix all of the stuff here? The one I would know, I want to know is, does Kenny Payne like, dislike, indifferent to when, I mean, this is like a hot, you know, button issue for the last several years that, I mean, part of me is like, get over it. The other part's like, I give them credit. They're not going to let it go. They're not going to let it go, Rick. You know that. You know that better than I do.
No, they're not. Trust me, they're not going to let it go. And, you know, I've tried to – I talk to Kenny maybe every 2 months maybe and text him occasionally, and he really is very skillful at not getting into it.
Yeah.
He's a positive, take the high road, upbeat guy. He likes where he's at. And he's not going to get involved in this.
They're taking up for him. They're taking up for him.
Purvis or Milt or Jerry or whatever about it all. I don't know. I've never asked him, but I don't think he's the driving force behind it.
Do you feel bad for Mac? Part of me feels
bad
for
Mac.
Well, with this stuff, yeah. I mean, it's not
his
fault.
He didn't create the problem. So I mean, he's has to deal with it because he's the coach here now, and it's on some levels got to be, you know, I don't know if it's a distraction or a detriment or whatever, but it's not the kind of conversation you want to have around his program. But I mean, he's got the job, so I don't feel that bad for him.
Yeah, I mean, I guess when you look at the job and the money, I just, you know, he's just sitting here. It's like, you know, I mean, the conversation is why he should not have been hired 3 years ago and why Kenny Payne should have. And then the video. I will say, though, the stock locally of Kenny Payne has went up, Rick, as much as, I mean, if you were at Kentucky right now and he would have developed Isaiah Jackson last year, we would not be talking about Kenny Payne nearly as much as we have the last little bit. A couple more for Rick Bozich. What do you think? I mean, I don't know. You talk to these guys. What can be done? What should be done? How do you get people in a room and squash some of this? Is it, you know, seemingly with Butch Beard and at least Jerry Eves, it's actions, right? It's hiring actions.
Yeah, they're tired of talk.
And things like that.
They've been given promises. They've been told things are going to change, and they don't believe it. And I think until there's actually some change, I think it'll continue, and I tip my cap to them. They're not, it's not a, it, this isn't some, you know, nonsense to them. It's very serious.
Oh, sure.
And, they're gonna keep pushing and try and continue the dialogue, you know, until they see results.
Rick Bozich with us. Okay, so I have to ask you this. This was the number one thing, reading your story last week, and then one of the reactions, and Rick, I don't know how much you follow Twitter and all that stuff. You said you had one sad emailer that supported you. That was a very sad thing you said earlier today. When the story came out last week, Rick, and it was U of L, you know, don't have a relationship, hadn't reached out, the recruiting aspect, those sorts of things. Have you seen the reaction? People were yearning, and I didn't think to ask you a week ago. People were like, why didn't Rick reach out to U of L for their comment on some of this? So how would you comment on that?
Yeah, I mean, that's a valid point. I guess what I would say is that they can't talk about recruits, so they're not able to tell me, we're recruiting this guy or recruiting that guy. I guess they could tell me why we haven't talked to Purvis.
Well, that would be it,
I mean, I guess they could say that, but I guess what I would say is that I put in the story that Mike Pegues was in Atlantic City where those guys were playing, so I did consider that part of the story, but they're not allowed to talk to recruits, so I wasn't going to call them and say, well, are you actually recruiting DJ Wagner and Aaron Bradshaw and the third young man? Because they're not supposed to talk about recruiting, and they're not going to tell me anyway. So that's my view. And go ahead.
Well, no, I was going to say, with the Purvis stuff, anything with the Purvis stuff. I mean, I guess U of L reached out to you or anything? Or,
I mean, I'm not sure what he would say, and I'm not even sure he'd take my call, so I don't know. Okay. But Purvis had his say, and I'm sure at some point Louisville will have its say. I've been told through back channels that they have tried to reach out to Purvis since then. I've texted Purvis twice, and he hasn't responded either time, so I don't know really know where it sits right now.
Well, Rick, there you go. What you got cooking this weekend? Anything? And I mean that with the grill and maybe not the grill. Although you did throw a grill picture up a couple days ago.
Yeah, you did.
It's my grandson's 6th birthday tomorrow.
Nice.
So that'll be the highlight of the day. And baseball resumes tomorrow, so tonight's the longest night of the year, but everything will be better tomorrow.
Well, there you go. There you go. Longest night of the year. Did not know that.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, there you go. Learning something. All right, Rick, take care. We'll talk with you next week. Thank you.
All right, thanks, guys.
Bye. All right, there we go. A little Rick Bozich on a Thursday.
Some good stuff there from Rick Bozich. I enjoyed that conversation. It was all over the place. Kofi.
We talked Kofi Coburn, Marcus Carr, Butch Beard, racial divisions.
And Purvis Ellison.
Yeah, how about that?
Wide-ranging interview there with Rick Bozich.
What do you think about that process?
Oh, it was lovely. I love Rick Bozich.
I don't believe you.
There you go. What do you mean you don't believe process?
I don't know, he didn't sound very convincing there. I personally do love Rick Bozich.
Have you ever heard my Rick Bozich story?
No.
Can I tell it?
Yeah.
He came into my creative writing class when I was a senior in high school because I think his stepdaughter was in my class with me.
Nice.
And I asked him about getting into the industry, and he said, where are you going to go to school? And I said U of L. And he said, well, if you're not going to Western Kentucky or journalism school, you're not going to make it. And I said, all right, well, that's fine. And I never forgot that.
Whoa.
And you also haven't made it.
I agree with that. I haven't made it. But then again, I've never forgotten that. That has always stuck out in my head.
Wait, you should have said something. So you could have beefed with Bozich there.
No,
that's what we do here. Process, that's what we do here.
I didn't want to interrupt the interview because Worldwide was like, talked to the guest. I don't talk to them ever.
Mitch did it all the time. He and Bozich talked a lot.
I got it ingrained in my head that
don't do this. Don't throw Worldwide under the bus.
I will absolutely throw Worldwide under the bus.
Musty-ass Worldwide reference.
How do people know who he is
from
now?
4 years ago. Yeah. That's what you went with.
Two. Less than two.
Wait, he's only been gone 2 years?
Not even.
It seems boy, it feels like a long time. I know. Yeah. Him and Magic Mike.
You know how many Bush Lights that is, Process? It's a lot of Bush Lights.
Between now and then, it was.
By the way, Streetball, are you drinking Bush Lights before you drive the family to? What time are you guys leaving tonight?
We are leaving probably around 7:30.
Everything's ready to go then, right?
Everything's ready to go. We're going to hop in the car, gas it up.
You haven't gassed it up already?
Gas it up. Well, on the way to the interstate.
And then you get to the mother-in-law's house,
good
and what
McDonald's
happens?
McDonald's probably on the way up
there.
There
you go.
You know?
Good healthy place. Good healthy snack.
Yeah, good healthy snack. Then I'll probably sleep. Wake up tomorrow, put the dome on top of the van.
There you go.
Pack the dome, do a little Benny's, and then on the road. We're gone.
And then you're on the road.
Yes.
Well, there you go.
Fingers crossed.
All right, well, there we go. do we have our winner to the J-Town Beer Fest? Process.
Yeah, no, his name is get it right here on the paper.
All right, let's see.
Let me go find the paper.
What's that man's name?
Rob McCoy.
There it is.
All right.
That sounds a little bit like a fake name.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Rob McCoy.
Congrats, Rob McCoy.
I like that. It's a good name, yeah. Rob McCoy.
I like that. Yeah.
You like that
very
name?
Very strong name. Rob McCoy.
Process, did you ever have a fake name? Like you and your buddies gave girls or other dudes or anything? Like a fake name or anything?
Fake name? No, I never got a name. That's why I like being the Process so much, because I never had like a nickname until I got here. My nickname was just always like A-hole.
It was like Mikey. Like Mike.
No.
You didn't like Mikey. I remember that.
Yeah,
you didn't like Mikey.
It made you mad.
Yeah,
it doesn't make
me
mad. It's just like I'm not four, so, you know.
You're against it.
Right. No,
I'm not four.
I'm not four.
Oh, that's a great point. All right, so thank you to Rick Bozich. We'll take a break. We'll keep going. Another half an hour to go here on ESPN 680.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says, does James pee in front of his wife?
No. I just find that whole, that's gross.
And James Strebel.
Does he pee in front of Emily?
No. No, I've never met Emily.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Keep that music up a little bit, Process. Come on, it's a Thursday.
We're jamming, Process.
Yeah, come on. Let it ring out a little bit.
All right.
Surprised you didn't play any Radiohead today.
Yeah.
I was told only approved music from Andy.
Oh, is that what Jack said?
No, that's what Mitch said.
Oh,
and I was like, all right.
Approved music. Yes.
Get out of here. Mitch played the same three songs.
I still like this. This is one of my favorite tracks on this record, though, so I can't hate it too much.
Well, there you go. No, one. I figured. Play some Modest Mouse.
Some Franz Ferdinand.
437-9680. You heard the promo there. Red Sox and Yankees. That is not happening tonight at 7 o'clock.
I heard that.
I mean, none of the Yankees are vaccinated, so they have COVID. So you heard that.
No, I was in the restroom.
Tim Kirchkin, did you get an alert from Jason Carabell
or something? No, I was in the bathroom, and I heard you tell Process that.
That's a good pull, Jason Carabell.
That
reference.
Is a good one, yeah.
Bleep off. Everyone can bleep off. That's funny. So anyway, that's coming up. That's not coming up. Soccer City is coming up tonight, 6 o'clock right here on ESPN 680-1057. All right, Process, I want to play some sound here in a second. Is there anything vacation-wise, Strebel-wise that we need to know?
I don't know. I mean, as soon as I leave here, I'm going to stop and get some bourbon, a couple cigars, and then...
Leave that there. Just leave it there. Just leave it there.
All right, then I'll be ready to go. I'm ready to go to the great wide open, the great wilderness.
You're going to the mother-in-law.
Yeah, I'm going to do that tonight, spend the night there.
You pack her up.
Pack her up.
What's the sleeping situation at her house?
Oh, well, everyone has a room.
Okay.
Everyone's spread out. Everyone's got a room.
So you're not allowed to sleep with your wife?
Yeah. Yes.
I just want to make sure. Maybe she's one of those hard-ass, religious nuts that can't sleep in the same room.
No, we're married. And if we weren't married, it wasn't a big deal either. So
right.
It's okay.
All right, so yeah, a little nap-nap, little night-night.
And then we'll probably head out probably about, like I said, 11:30 noon-ish, something like that tomorrow.
I mean, why are you waiting so long? I mean,
I don't know. I got to put the fishing poles together. I got to run to the liquor store. You know,
noon.
There's things.
That.
Yeah, little things.
Okay,
I gotta do.
Then you get to Minnesota, and that's it.
And then there you go. I'm unplugged, and
you're not unplugged.
Relax.
You're not unplugged.
I'm not unplugged.
You're gonna be on Twitter consistently. That's the thing. When I went on my honeymoon, Anderson was like, "You're not even gonna get on Twitter." I'm like, "What else am I gonna do?" I've known my wife longer than 3 minutes.
Right.
I've heard everything she has to say.
Right.
I'm on the beach. Besides, I can be on Twitter and leer at the same time. It's
right.
not difficult.
It can happen.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can leer, drink, Twitter. It's easy. It's not that difficult.
Yeah, but it's one of the things, like, I just want to, like, unplug.
By the way, you process, you're not going to unplug. I don't know why you keep saying that.
I don't know. We'll see. I don't know.
Strebel, you think you're not going to be on Twitter? You're addicted to this.
Unless something happens, I'm going to try my best.
You're addicted to it.
I'm going to try my best.
What else
are
you going to be doing? Talking to Wyatt? You talk to Wyatt all the
time. Yeah, I'll talk to Wyatt.
About what?
I don't know.
Talk to your kids about
how old's your son? How old's your son, Wyatt?
He's 7.
Okay, so what great, grains of great philosophy can he drop on your ass? Well, go ahead.
I don't know. We can talk sports. He likes baseball. We talk baseball. We talk about fishing. Where
you taking the mitt? You taking the mitt?
I don't know. There might be some days off. They don't have to do sports. But there is a basketball court there. We can play shoot a little basketball.
Process. Strebel uses his wife's mitt. He doesn't have his own.
I don't have my own.
Why?
And listen to this, Process. In the lodge, Strebel and his wife's room is in the middle. On the left is the mother-in-law. On the right are the kids. How about that?
Yeah.
Jesus, all right. Well, I guess either you have to be quiet or, as they say, keep your snake in its cage.
I want you to tell Dina that tomorrow morning. Listen, at 8 a.m. when he comes back at 8:05, I want you to make that reference.
Yeah.
Just randomly. Like if Sidney Curry, you say, Sidney Curry, I mean, it's tough to keep a snake in its cage.
Right, yeah.
You've got to mix it into the conversation at 8:05.
All right, I'll pepper it in.
Like Marcus Carr, he had a pro offer. It's hard to keep the snake.
Honestly,
in that cage.
If I say keep your snake in its cage, Kermit's Revenge might have a small heart attack. We talked about like Playboy one time, and I thought he was gonna like cry on air. He's flipped out.
Really?
He was very. He got very uncomfortable very quickly.
Really?
That's like, well, that's even more reason to do it then.
So busty.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Who's getting blushed over a plate? Well, what are we doing here?
I don't know. What's
Plus,
going
he's
on?
Like in his 40s, like solidly in his 40s.
Yeah.
437-9680. I saw, you know, I tweeted this out. I wanted to bring this up, and we can get back into Marcus Carr conversation. A lot of that, Sidney Curry, not Sidney Rice, former wide receiver. I wanted to bring this up because it's funny. I figured you would like this.
Yeah.
And I want to be clear that I don't think this will ever happen.
Okay.
Because they're not in the same conference.
Right.
So this will not happen. And that's the L's down going away.
Yeah, now, yeah.
Did you see this?
Horns down.
Okay,
horns down.
So the Big 12 coordinator of officials, Greg Burks, it's Big 12 media day yesterday, today, and I don't know if it's tomorrow, probably, whatever.
Sure.
Big 12 coordinator of officials, Greg Burks, said that if an opposing player does a horns down to a Texas player, that will probably be a penalty.
That's weak.
But doing a horn down towards your own fans probably won't be a penalty, although he left open the possibility that it could be. And that is, it's so weak and sensitive.
It really is,
but
man.
The, I mean, everyone, we all agree with that.
That's weak, and Texas isn't Texas anymore.
No, hang on. That's part of it.
Yeah.
Is the main part is Texas had to put it on the table. Texas had to complain to the highest level about this to get it changed within the conference. The reason it won't go away, the L's down for U of L and Kentucky, is A, even though Satterfield did, as an institution,
right.
U of L's not going to whine like that. If they do, we'll crush them. I don't think they know. I'm talking, this is highest level.
This is
administrators. This is,
I mean,
school presidents and ADs being involved.
Teams of the ACC do it. Miami did it.
Miami did what now?
Gave L's down. I mean, there's teams in the ACC.
No, but I'm talking about Louisville.
But if it happens enough.
Snitching. Well, okay.
If it happens enough.
Yeah, but Boston College doesn't care enough to give an L's down. And you may see.
They might.
You might see one random safety on the sideline. But that's fine. I'm not arguing, will they get L's down?
Sure.
I am admitting that they will. What time is our British Open update? Just say it on the air. Yeah. You don't have to say it in our ears.
We got
ears.
The British Open.
All right, let's go to the Damn British it. Open update. It was done in the 4 o'clock hour process. It's okay. It's
right.
Okay. Anyway.
Oh, I'm fine. I mean, I own this
matter.
Mistake.
No,
I'm going to go cry in the corner. Continue.
Well, I forgot about it, too. It's fine. So the L's down. 437-9680 will not go away because, A, I don't think Louisville would complain to that level.
Okay.
And it's not a conference thing.
No.
One's in the ACC, one's in the SEC. But how about that? That might be the dream story.
Oh,
if we had to do the Will L's down disappear.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know a better local story than that one.
No, I'm totally with you. And I know you were pretty confident that they would never complain to the highest level about getting L's down, taken away. But I beg to differ. I beg to differ because I think that the fan base is so sensitive about it. I mean, you had somebody tweeting the NCAA yesterday of a picture of a player on an unofficial visit. Louisville fans are that sensitive about it. They would want the
They're not as sensitive as Texas. And they're not as powerful as Texas.
No, those two things are true.
Yeah.
But
Texas whines about this more than Louisville does.
Oh, no, 100% they do. And Texas
Satterfield's the first coach to acknowledge L's down.
That's why he's a sad person.
He immortalized it. He immortalized the L's down.
He immortalized L's down by complaining about it.
It's his biggest mistake. South Carolina in line to Vince Tyree is not a big mistake compared to L's down.
I'm with you.
I'm serious when I say that.
When he went to Mark Stoops and said, "Don't tell your players not to do this," it was the biggest mistake he made. I agree with that. But you're right. Texas needs to get over themselves. You're not Texas. Nobody's worried about you. Nobody cares.
Oh, well, you're going to Texas State.
Yeah, I don't
horns
like
horns down,
horns
L's down,
down, and L's down. Take it. Take your medicine.
Oh,
Vince
Lord.
Young is over. No, he's not going to the Hall of Fame in the NFL. He had that one magical game against Southern California. He gone.
Well, he had more than one magical game.
But without that magical game,
he
did win the national title in that magical game. He was great. He was fantastic. He's the best player on the field, better than Reggie Bush, better than Matt Leinart, better than Lindell White, better than all of them. He was the best.
Lindell
White.
I'm
telling you.
What a great reference.
He was great.
Brad says you would love that. A Lindell White reference on a Thursday.
That's such a random person. I mean, he was like a terrible – he was the fat. He was the fat running back that got all the touchdowns that Reggie Bush didn't.
Yes. I agree with that. And but he was a big deal
He did the exact same thing with Chris Johnson with the Titans.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, absolutely.
Chris Johnson got inside the 10, and there you go.
Lindell White
By the way, Texter wants to know, has Strebel ever walked in on his mother-in-law while she was dressing or vice versa?
No. That's never happened.
Maybe you're the kind of guy that does it by accident, in air quotes, you know, like, ooh, sorry, Mrs.
What if
whatever.
That did happen? What would you do? What if you were changing into swimming trunks and she walked in?
I would say, occupied.
What would you say to your wife?
Your mother may have seen me changing my shorts. How about that? She'd say, okay.
Texas says, hey, Strebel, real men get up at 3 a.m. and drive to vacation.
What? Real men?
You linger a little bit.
I'm doing the show. What do you want me to do?
No, it's great.
I'm doing the show. I wanted to stay and do the show.
You're blaming the show
now. I'm
not
blaming the show. No, with these text men. Real men do this, Strebel. You wimp. You pansy. If you don't leave at 3 a.m., you don't have any hair on your chest. I tell you what, I use brawny paper towels. Real men only do this. Like, who made you the king of men? Send your picture in. Let me judge you if you're a real man or not. These real men.
They drive me nuts. I would love to do that. Have texters.
They're all dorks. I'm gonna tell you right
send
now.
Send in a picture so you could be the judge if they are in fact a man or not.
Yeah, they judge me on just by the things I say. Let's go.
I would do three hours of that.
But they won't do it. They dislike the texters that won't pay me $200 that I'm owed. They won't do that either. Cowards, frauds.
Texas says, Strebel's going to be spending the entire vacation combing through Louisville message boards for people talking bad about Kentucky.
Not the whole vacation, but there might be some of that. I don't go to Louisville message boards. I know what are on Louisville message boards. We're all great. All of our players are all Americans, and our coaches are going to be in the NBA and the NFL in a matter of days.
Texas says, why don't you just fly like good parents?
You going to pay that ticket price? Have you ever taken multiple children on a plane?
Get a family of five.
Yeah, you want to do that?
Get a family of
five. People just telling me how to live my life, they know.
Like five tickets.
I've got, five tickets. I've got two children, seven and under. I've got a 9-year-old. You want to do that? You want to pack everything and a dog? I forgot about the dog. Taking a dog, too. You want to put them all on the plane? Come on, genius. You do it. Let me see it.
Texas says, occupod.
Occupado.
Texas says, what's the over-under number of days it takes for Round Daddy's wife to get a sunburn? That's not in Minnesota. It might rain.
It might rain, but there won't
be. 70 degrees.
No, it's going to be, I already checked, it's going to be 90 in the day, 90, 80s in the day, and then at night, upper 50s, lower 60s. Let's go. Bonfire.
Texas says, one of the most embarrassing things that ever happened to me had to do with my girlfriend's mom seeing me naked.
Oh.
It was when the cloud first came out and things from phones started appearing on family computers. They couldn't be deleted from the computer. They had to call an IT guy to come to the house and figure out how to get the pics to go away.
Oh, that's horrible. I'm sorry that happened to you. That
I'm not. Don't take pictures of your wang, bro.
Here's the best part. The guy that said that real men drive on vacations, sent his picture in, and this dude is jacked. He's like Lex Luger.
I don't believe that's him.
I do believe that's him. He's jacked.
That's fine.
He looks good for him. Okay, well, I'm saying, I bench press
and I leave at 3 a.m. How about that? And I eat beef jerky, too. Strebel, you're not a real man if you don't drink creatine.
This looks really photoshopped. I'm not going to lie. It looks really photoshopped.
Real. That's not real.
I can take a picture of Arnold and claim it's me.
Another guy sent a picture in. Look at this guy.
That's awesome.
He's got that. He does. He's bald. He's got the glasses. He's got the gold chain. That's bad. That gold chain's badass.
That could look like me. Like I could pull that look
you
off.
You can't pull that look off.
You can't pull that look off. This guy looks like he rides a bike constantly. If you rode a bike, it'd be a trike.
You look like a motorcycle, not like a puffy.
Oh, okay. I thought he meant like a ride a bicycle.
You never brought that bicycle.
Oh, I know.
Here.
I need to take a picture of that bicycle. And,
do that when you get home.
I'll do it
when I get
home because I'll be in the garage anyway, packing up. That doesn't intimidate me.
Texas says, did Sean text the show? Again, Sean is Mitch's mom's boyfriend. I don't, you know.
Yeah. He's gone. He's gone, Steve. He's not coming back.
Big Texas says, Strieble, you should have got Big Easy to charter you a helicopter.
That would have been great if Big Easy would be able to hook that up. But maybe I missed the boat on that. I should.
Maybe you did.
Maybe I did.
Yeah, helicopter to Minnesota.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd want to do that.
How long would that take?
It's a long ride. I don't know.
Are there any parting shots that you have with the Marcus Carr stuff? You're off tomorrow. Sidney Curry.
Yes.
You know, Louisville adds him. Yeah, that's fine. It's good.
Sure.
Good, great, grand, wonderful. Obviously, the Marcus Carr discussion got neutered, I think, a little bit.
It got neutered a lot.
You know, the conversation around Marcus Carr, just because you had Sidney Curry, and I think Louisville fans knew where they were going, although they didn't say that the first couple weeks we talked about this.
No, absolutely. Before. And that's all I'm getting on Twitter and on the text line, obviously, was we never had a real shot at Marcus Carr anyway. It was we weren't going to get him. That's not the story that was being told. That's not the story that was being sold. The story that is being told and sold was if we get him on campus and Chris Mack and Ross McMaines can do the sell job, he could be a Louisville Cardinal and it would take our team exponentially up the polls and be a Final Four contender. That was the story. Whatever else you're all saying is revisionist history and it's loser talk. Loser talk.
Process, let's rapid fire some sound here. I always love playing sound into Soccer City.
Yeah.
Especially is Ents lurking around you, Process?
He was very upset that I made fun of him. He was not thrilled about it.
That's who he is.
What,
yeah.
Why?
He eats Buffalo Wild Wings and he's injured. I don't know what to tell you. Well, that's Process is right.
I'm waiting for Dan Issel to come and hit me with his Hulk fist tomorrow, honestly.
Dave Issel. So what do you want to do here? Do you want to play a little bit of rummage? Give me rummage, proud of Louisville fans. Give me that. Oh. Give me that. That's what I need in my veins right now.
Louisville fans, I'm proud of y'all of acting like what a real fan base should act like and not making total idiots of y'allself today.
Rummage, y'all celebrated a JUCO, man. Y'all
I like the callers, honestly. I saved a lot of these callers because the callers kill me.
Go ahead. Play callers. Go ahead. We have time.
And I called in Marcus and Steve, you both know, and was on his side 1,000%. Still am and always will be. This guy wants to be here for one. His wife is from here. He can recruit under the blank so-called circumstances. Embrace it. Because what's the man going to do when the sun's shining completely? He adjusted. He listened to the fan base about the style of play. He's up in the tempo. Man, this is nothing but good, good. Embrace this man here. Show him the love. Let him do his thing, man.
I love this
and
guy.
Let's just be proud to be cards, man. What do y'all feel about it?
That was the part that killed me. Let's all be proud to be cards, man.
I love that guy.
Never won a tournament game.
I love that guy.
Don't tell him. He might get upset.
I'm just saying he's not won a tournament game in 3 years.
Give me the other caller.
I saw this guy's tape this morning, and my God, he dunks everything.
Oh, God.
And that's one thing we wanted out of Jalen Withers all year last year. So you imagine if we get Marcus Carr and we got this guy, probably either, I mean, honestly, probably coming off the bench. But, I mean, my Lord, guys. This guy's a – oh, my gosh, he's a freak.
You've got to be jacking me with that. Come on. It's not – this guy's not real.
When I say – when he says freak and I say freak on a leash, does Process know what I mean?
100%.
Yeah.
What is it?
What is it?
God, you're putting me on the spot here.
Yeah,
I've heard. No, it's – God, I can't remember off the top of my head.
Feeling like a freak on a leash.
Right. Exactly. It's a song, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a song. Band?
I can't think of the song band off the top of my head. I want to say Korn.
That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
Oh,
it took me a second to get through it.
Oh, all right, buddy.
You better not have been Googling like blank.
No, Jeff.
All right.
Hey, was I Googling it?
Who's in there? Is that
Greer?
Casey
Greer. Was I just Googling?
Is that Greer
you're
in
on.
There? What's Greer
what
doing?
What were you Googling?
All right, there you go. See?
Greer no freak on a leash.
Yeah, Greer, when I say freak on a leash, who sang that song?
I don't remember.
Korn.
Really?
Yeah. It's an awesome video, Jeff.
Jesus. Yeah, but Jeff wouldn't know that. That's
I know
the reason
would.
We asked Greer.
I know.
That's for you.
That
okay?
is for me, yeah.
All right, so Soccer
Korn.
They're coming to laugh.
Hopefully nobody.
No, I love that. I love Greer being potted down, disappearing, sounding like he's falling into a cave. Who listens to Korn? That needs to to go on a T-shirt, Jeff Greer, who listens to Corn?
Now, I love that.
That's a newsletter, Greer, that I'll read.
Yeah.
Instead of Strebel promoting your newsletter and then having you on the air, never reading the newsletter. So there you go.
Yeah.
Give me one more piece of sound here, Process, before we get out of here. One or two before we
all
get
right.
out of here.
All right. I think we got to do the texter saying, Drew reading the texter about letting my card flag fly.
Okay.
Texas, I'm going to have to fly my card's flags today and celebrate. Card Nation, it's time.
That's a great choice. Let my card's flags fly.
It's time. What's it time for? It's time for what?
Oh man, that's why.
It's time for Soccer
that's
City.
That's why Dan. That's why Daniels was like, you know, they got Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. That's why.
Let their cards flag for JUCO, Andy. Good God! If y'all don't see that, then I can't help you.
All right, Streamable, get out of here. Process. Good job, Soccer City, featuring Jason Entz next.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.